whether I shall turn out to be the hero of my life, or whether that station will be held by anybody else, these pages must show. To begin my life with the beginning of my life, I record that I was born, as I have been informed and believe, on Friday at 12 o'clock at night. I was remarked that the clock began to strike, and I began to cry simultaneously. I was born at Blunderstone in Suffolk, or thereby, as they say in Scotland. I was a posthumous child. My father's eyes had closed upon the light of this world 6 months when mine opened on it. An aunt of my father's, and consequently a great aunt of mine, of whom I shall have more to relate by and by, was the principal magnate of my family, Miss Trotwood, or Miss Betsy, as my poor mother always called her, when she sufficiently overcame her dread of this formidable personage to mention her at all, which was seldom. My father had once been a favourite of hers, I believe, but she was mortally affronted by his marriage, on the ground that my mother was a wax doll. She had never seen my mother, but she knew her to not yet be 20. My father and Miss Betsy never met again. He was double my mother's age when he married, and of but delicate constitution. He died a year afterwards, and as I had said, 6 months before I came into the world. My mother, I say, was sitting by the fire that bright, windy March afternoon, very timid and sad, when lifting her eyes as she dried them to the window opposite, she saw a strange lady coming up the garden. She came walking up the door with a fell rigidity of figure and composure of countenance that could have belonged to nobody else. When she reached the house, she gave another proof of her identity, and now instead of ringing the bell, she came and looked in that identical window, pressing the end of her nose against the glass to the extent that my poor dear mother used to say it became perfectly flat and white in the moment.
Mrs. David Copperfield, I think,
said Mrs. Betsy.
Yes,
said my mother faintly.
Miss Trotwood,
said the visitor.
You have heard of her, I dare say. Now you see her,
said Miss Betsy.
What do you call your girl?
I don't know if it will be a girl yet, ma'am,
said my mother innocently.
You were speaking about it being a girl. I have a presentiment that it must be a girl.
Perhaps a boy,
my mother took the liberty of putting in.
I tell you, I have a presentiment that it must be a girl,
returned Miss Betsy.
Don't contradict. I intend to be her godmother, and I beg you'll call her Betsy Trotwood Copperfield.